Post writes, Achashe Ochel Lachom Nefesh Ulubado Ye Yoselachem. Shabbos and Yom Tov should be the same, except that the Chol Nefesh is mutter. So the shaila remains, why is it so mutter? Why is it mutter? On what basis is it mutter? Is it by definition of Chol Nefesh Melocha? So easy to understand that from that standpoint. Toich and those things which are involved directly in the preparation of food, we can call Oichel Nefesh Melochas. But Hetzah is by and large, you know, food is one of many things that we carry, and it's not even directly involved in the food preparation. It's a very preliminary step. So why is Hetzah Mutter on Yom Tov? I don't think we're the only ones that were bothered with this problem. The Amoraim also tried to unravel this problem. The Mishnah states in Be'er, Be'shamay Aymen, Aymen Motzian, Layas HaKotin, Layas HaLulav, Layas Sefer HaTorah, Rosh HaSarab, that you can't carry a child, not a lulav, not even a sefer Torah, the Rosh Hashanah. But we still about here. So, it would seem to be that what's the machalikas? So the Gemara has more than one possibility. Among the paramaskim, the rabbi, we might have a shaman, we still have a pleading. Who said that they argue in the principle of mitoch? Mitoch meaning that those malachas which are mutter for ochel nefesh have, for whatever reason, an expanded heter for non-ochel nefesh purposes. So perhaps the Gemara suggested that's the machlokes of Beishamay and Beisilo. Beishamay in general is more the chumrah, they're more a strict constructionist, and therefore the Torah said ochel nefesh means ochel nefesh. And Beisilo had a more expansive view. So maskim or rabba? Who said that that's the pshat? We might have a shame with Silo Bahop League, Dilma Beirvoit Sol the Shabbos and Erevoit Sol the Yontov Kamiflegate. Maybe the Machlaikas is there any sites on Yontov altogether? Ma Summer with Shame holds Erevoit Sol the Shabbos, Erevoit Sol the Yontov. Ma Summer, Erevoit Sol the Shabbos and Erevoit Sol the Yontov. What would this be based on? It's hinted at that the Novi and Yermio, Kedachsiv, also Tziu, Masam, Ibotechem. Don't carry out a burden from your house beyond Shabbos, on Shabbos, which seems to imply Shabbos in beyond the law. So then along came Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef said, no, the original pshat fits in better. Now, L'chaira, Rav is suggesting an Eira Vaitzoliot. So we see that from his standpoint, why is Hetzah Mutter, according to Basila? Hetzah is Mutter because it was never made Asar on Yom Tov. That's the reason that Hetzah is Mutter. And Beishamai, in Metzian Lo Yisakot, Mulu Saluda, Mulu Sefer HaTorah, Lo Shusarav. Now what would Beishamai say according to that about, for example, about an Eichel Nefesh, Het? Is there an Ochel Nefesh Heter in Beishamay or not for Hetzah? Not necessarily so Mukhruch. Not necessarily so Mukhruch. What the hell? So, you see from Rabba had a take on Beis Hillel that what's the license for Hetzah? The license for Hetzah is because Hetzah is not a malocha that's a surah on Yom Tov. It's only osur on Shabbos. Now,
Doesn't mitoch effectively mean that also?
No, mitoch that we'll see. Mitoch doesn't mean that at all. That we'll see. That's a whole different issue. Mitoch has many limitations. We won't define that. As the Gemara says, for example, can you carry avonim, stones, which have no purpose and none different? According to Bishamu, it's awesome. According to the way we learn it, the reason is mitoch. It's to be the Torah Chayim. According to Rabbo, ain't there no itzol? That's it. There's no itzol. Who says so? Yirmiyahu HaNavi said so. What's the havona? What's the understanding of why that should be true? Why should it be true? So Tosis goes into the fact that we have a statement in Masechet Shabbos that Ritzos Malocha Grua. Ritzos is an unusual type of Malocha. Every other type of Malocha does something concrete. It's a concrete physical accomplishment by what you've done. Ritzos doesn't change anything in the world. All it does is it moves whatever existed that you had here, now you have it there. Like even Tzedah, I didn't have the fish before the animal, now I have it, I took control of it. It's all. The animal was here, I had it already. All I did is I moved it from place A to place B, but there's nothing changed. So that the Shas refers to as Malocha Grua. Now what it suggests really is the following, that we have sources in Masechta Shabbos, where now we know Chutzah is also, besides Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. It says we learn it from the donations which were made to the Mishkan, Al Yetzi Ish Mekayimai, which Chazal Darshan to be Al Yetzi Ish Mekayimai. We have droshes for it. But the Shaila is what happened after those droshes. After those droshes, it became, and now that it fits in Lissaz, that you can't do Kom Halacha B'Shabbos, so it means I thought to. And after the Ribuyim, it's also Malocha, ultimately like every other Malocha. Oh no. After all is said and done, it's still a Malocha Grua. And it's a Chiddush that it was made also on Shabbos. There's nothing, in fact, to tell us that that Chiddush necessarily applied to Yom Tov. And in fact, it's even implied by Yirmiyahu HaNavi that it doesn't apply. So we see from Rabbah's approach that there's not a clear-cut understanding of why Hitzah is mutter on Yom Tov altogether. He didn't, yes, according to him, it had nothing to do with Ochel Nefesh, it's not an Ochel Nefesh hatter. No, nothing to do with that. It's a Malacha Grua, and Yirmiyahu indicated that it's only Osir B'Shabbos and not beyond him, and it's wholesale mutter. So based on the approach that Rabbah took, it would mean you could carry stones, you could carry for an anju, for an animal, it's not a malocha, it's not a maisa malocha. So they're picking up a glass of water and drinking it. No more malocha than that when it comes to Yom Tov. All I mean to bring out from this is that it's not clear on what basis I saw his mutter. There's no haskoma in Shas. And what it's based on. I personally believe that Tosis is not even sure at the end of the day which is the right pshat in this Mishnah. Is the right pshat in this Mishnah mitoich, which the Gemara seems to indicate in Be'ah, or is the right pshat in Eir Vayitzah, which would be a simpler pshat perhaps to learn in the Gemara in Ksuvas, you know. Perhaps Tosis learned. So there's a Tosfos, there's a Kasha on Tosfos and Ksuba. And Tosfos, it may very well be that Tosfos is not convinced what the real bottom line is. It's not clear cut. He's inclined to believe it's mitoch, but he's not sure. That's what I think the dictum in Tosfos and Ksuba is. So it remains a very mysterious thing that Hitzoh is mutter. So Rabbah certainly didn't hear it as being an Oichel Nefesh Tikkudin, that it's mutter. He said, who says so? Means from the Chayra, from his standpoint, it could very well be that it's not mutter because it's an Eichel Nefesh to come along. It's a totally different heter altogether for it. So I say it remains mysterious what the roots of it saw, why it's mutter. that I just leave as a thought. It's that there are a lot of different ways of considering why Tzor should be mutter, and its source is not so clearly defined.
But if there is a machlokas in the source, so wouldn't there be significant nafkaminas on halacha?
There are many, I told you. We're going to see soon. Because since we paskin, it's mutter gizem mitoch. So now we have to go back into the posuk of chashaye ochel l'chol nefesh u'levado yayoseh lochem. So if it's us, if the heter is mitoch, so it has to fit into that posuk. It's a malocha, and it's mutter because it's somehow connected with ochel nefesh, and somehow connected. Maleches yontav is only mutter when it's lochem. Lochem, the Gemara says in Beya, the Shulchan Aruch incorporates both. There's two meanings. Lochem, v'loy la'akam, and not for non-Jews. Lochem, v'loy la'klovim, and not for animals. So if the heter is based because it's a malocha, but there's a license for that malocha, the license is for malocha, limited by the pasuk in Parshas Bo. If it's not a malocha, on yontav, then it's mutter for a non-Jew, it's mutter la'klovim. So the big daf kaminas.
There wouldn't be anything in moksa either, right? No.
Well, muktzah, one standpoint, you know, you're referring really to the, to the text that we have in the Gemara of Chavdal Amud Beis and Shavas, which the Raven is a big chosid of, that Gemara, that muktzah is meant to be an adjunct to Hitzol, which is the pashtus in the Gemaras and Shavas. Now, where do we find the dinim of muktzah? In the time of Nehemiah, that Nehemiah came, and the Gemara says the most stringent dinim of muktzah were in the time of Nehemiah. Why? Because he came to Yerushalayim at the beginning of the second bais, and lo aleinu, it didn't look much different. And it probably looks better today than it looked then. I should say that's probably true. You know, Baruch Hashem, ad hayom hazeh, we've managed, to keep at least the Chilul Shabbos at bay. And his time, the market day was on Shabbos. That was the market day. And the goods were moving in and out of Yerushalayim wholesale. So what did Nehemiah do? Now, Nehemiah was a powerful man. He was an officer of the king, as we learned about this in Rosh Hashanah. And he asked Daryovish for a shus to go put his people's major city in order. So when he said, you're not going in and out of Yerushalayim, he had the power of the realm. He had soldiers to back him up. He didn't have to just dash him from the Pope, but I don't want you to do it. He put armed guards around the city, and that's it. That was the end. That's it. The market is closed in Shabbos. Finished. End of the story. Now, because of that, they wanted to curtail commerce on Shabbos. So, and it was a problem. So they severely limited the movement of anything on Shabbos. Anything which wasn't 1,000% necessary to be moved on Shabbos was usur at his time. Later on, as the situation calmed down, they liberalized muktzah to the form that we have it today. But in the Nehemiah's time, it was especially severe. So the Nehemiah's takonas were made to keep us away from itself. The one cook of Dalet on Rebbeis and Shabbos says that muktzah is meant as a means against to avoid Hitzor. Yet in the Rambam we find other notions. Right? The Rambam talks about the fact that a notion that's so strange is almost un-Jewish. The Rambam talks that we should have unified religious practices. It's something un-Jewish about that. It's so un-Jewish, as Abba even once commented. He says, "Therefore, it's Gedolei HaTorah." He says, "It sounds like the College of Cardinals to me." This is Abba even. The idea that there's a unified Jewish practice. This is not, So the Rambam says that not everybody does malacha. Some people lead the life of leisure. And therefore, there's no shvi'ah. For the regular guy that hustles for a living and works and does all the normal things that people do in this world, so you hit that, you'll see that it's Shabbos. For the guy that lives the life of leisure, I guess if he didn't smoke, so then what's different Shabbos than any other day? He still doesn't do anything different. It's all the same. So therefore, he says they made one thing which should touch everybody, and that's mukta. Everybody moves things around. So at least there's one. But we find that mukta, in fact, predates Nechemya. Because the Gemara talks about by Shlomo HaMelech, when David HaMelech died, that a Kelev Chai is better than the Melech that's mace. And then David died on Shabbos, it was a whole question how they could move his corpse. So there was a root. It's not for now, it's a subject for another shiur. But so there's a lot of differences. All the limitations we're going to talk about in Haitzah tonight would not apply if you learn Erev and Haitzah. And Tosfos, interestingly, Tosfos in Masechta Ksuvos says a very strange thing. Tosfos says Venera. Venera means something which is not clear cut. Tosfos weighed the evidence, and on balance, this seemed to be correct to him. But in other words, it's not something that Tosfos could absolutely prove to you. It doesn't bring up, it's a Venera. Venera what? That you shouldn't do Haitzah for a non-Jew on Yom Tov. Tosfos writes in Ksuvos Dav Zayin. I mean Venera. The Shulchan Aruch says, and the Gemara passes Lachem, Tosfos is not disagreeing, that it wouldn't be just a dinner night so. It would be a dinner everything. Don't do any malachas for if that was the issue. But it is just a dress night so. So Tosfos knew there's a dinner, Lachem v'loy la'akum. Good. And night so, the Gemara's conclusion is mitoich. It's a malacha. It's what because of mitoich. So of course he can't do it right now. What if it doesn't mean Venera? It's pretty black and white in Shas. So I personally think I saw that the answer to the question is that Tosfos is not sure at the end of the day what the pshat in Haitzah is. Is it mutter because of mitoch, or is it mutter because they know when it's all the yontif? Tosfos saying venera, it would seem unbalanced. You know, reading the Gemara here, the Gemara seems tilted in favor of mitoch. So that's probably the real deal. Can you say so absolutely? No. So that's why Tosfos can only say Venera. It seems that he shouldn't be able to do it so for a good. So this can Gemara Mufresh is according to Tosfos. Can't do any malacha for a good. But if Haitzah is not a malacha.
No, but they're always making an issue of if you're inviting people, don't invite
one. Oh, yeah, that's a Gemara.
What?
That's a Gemara.
Right, so if Haitzah is connected to carrying and
well, if we paskin on the tzara that the heter in this mishnah is mitoch. And that Haitzah is a malacha on Yontif, there is Erev Haitzah on Yontif, then it's the same as Bishul. But if there's ain't Erev Haitzah on Yontif, and Haitzah is not a malacha on Yontif, then it has no connection to Bishul.
But you wrote in your book, Rabbi, that you can't carry for no reason, but you can carry for yes reason.
Yes. So. Well, that's because we don't, the Shulchan Aruch paskens on the other side. That's the din. But as they're saying, are we so clear cut? We're not so clear cut, Shas, what the reason is. So there are many limitations on Haitzah. L'chaira, if there would be ein Erev Haitzah liyontif, so there should be no limitation on carrying something for if the yontif use either. I mean, other than the Surah Darabana Navachana, but we're talking on a deraisadical level, there'd be no malacha involved. So if it's a way that you fudge your way around, there are ways around Hachana. So if it's a type of situation that you could get around Hachana, so it would be mutter to do it so for Lacha Yontif. Mutter to do it so for an Anjou. If you, it's one of the mildest, the big mildest in having an Erev. Because all of the things which are really not so mutter in Haitzah become mutter because of the Erev. So if your next door neighbor asks you to drop off the New York Times after you finish reading it, to do him a favor, and he does you favors all the time, it's a little uncomfortable to tell him, no, you're not bringing it. Now, Shabbos, he knows you don't carry. Here he sees you carry things. He's not, you know. So, that's one problem. Can you carry home dog food? You ran out of dog food. Your neighbor has some dog food. Can you carry it home on Yom Tov? Feed your dog. So we pass from Lochem. Lochem below the club. can't carry dog food.
If I have my own dog, I'm not allowed to feed a wild dog or a bird.
But that's something. That's a different din. There's a halacha that you're not allowed to feed animals which you are not responsible for.
Right.
The reason for that is that's a gzeira that you shouldn't come to Hitzel, to tzeder, to catch them. Because Pasha, how do you catch an animal? Not a hunter, but this much mavinas I have. You know, when you want to catch an animal, what do? You put some food in. And he goes for the food and whatever. How do you catch a mouse? You put food. Comes with the food and you whack him with the trap. All traps basically work. That's the idea of traps. You bait them. So, therefore, an animal which is not under my authority, so how do you catch such an animal? You put out food. So Chazal limited the putting out of food for such an animal.
I thought you couldn't feed wild animals because it was technically a seer on Shabbos. It's not your...
I think it's a gather of because of potato. Therefore, you're not allowed.
I have to feed my own animal before I eat myself.
Yeah, that's true. But you can't do malacha for him.
So that means I got to give my own food.
Yeah.
Start by the time, otherwise.
Or give him raw food. Okay. Got him a loch. Don't cook it.
If a person doesn't cook on the Arab on Shabbos, how would it help him prepare everybody?
Listen, it depends how, you know, there's all different levels in Frumkeit. You know, on Yontif, where it's certainly not, it's not a chomodik of the raisa, it's a lav. I say, but it's not Koris, it's not Mises Bezdin. Doesn't mean. Where does the, for example, where does the Chofetz Chaim say particularly that one should observe the Rabbeinu Tam's month on Motzi Shabbos and Motzi Yom Kippur and Reish Tzamach Aleph? Why? Because those are heavy duty derises. The Chofetz Chaim didn't pask in there, for example, on Motzi Yontif Sheni, that you, even Motzi Yontif Rishon, that you have to keep the Rabbeinu Tam's month necessarily. Certainly not a Motzi Yontif Sheni, but a Motzi Shabbos, a Motzi Yom Kippur. Chofetz Chaim said you should observe it. Or there's more chum. So just because you want to be machmer on Shabbos doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be machmer on Yontif. It doesn't necessarily follow. No, it's a matter of choice. You can be machmer on Yontif too. So then we have the next case. We have a case of Bach HaShayei Ochel Chol Nefesh Hu Levado Yayoset Lochem. What does the word kol mean? Achashayi also the kol nefesh. So Chazal interpreted kol as meaning the rashobu the kol nefesh, something which is a universal, or perhaps very widespread. Maybe it doesn't literally mean universal. Maybe it means a very widespread need. And you find in the Pesukim different nuances in how they understood the rashobu the kol nefesh. The motion of Tshuva that he wrote in a journal, Maria, Eretz Yisrael, about smoking, was more inclined that it's osim b'zman hazeh on Yontif, but he did not pasken absolutely that way. He said why. He said something that millions of people do. It's hard to say this, that's an eccentric need, that it doesn't fit the definition of Shavu L'chol Nefesh. On the other hand, the many millions that don't smoke because they find it harmful, suggest that it's not a real need. So in the end, but then you need the genius to know how to balance all the factors. So he wrote at the end of that shul, a bal nefesh yachmer, a bal nefesh shouldn't smoke, meaning a person that's very meticulous in his observance shouldn't smoke on Yom Tov. But his definition of shovel l'chol nefesh is that something done by millions of people, and especially if we minus out the factor of the people that are concerned about health. So let's say we had something which is done by millions of people, and even let's say a huge part of the world doesn't do it, but they don't do it not for health reasons, just stop, they're not into it. So that might be Dom Rosh Hashanah L'chol Nefesh, according to Rabbi Yishai. It doesn't have to be even necessarily universal.
Didn't we once have this at one of the Rav's Shiurim on Shuas? I think it was the Pnei Yeshua says that smoking is L'chol Nefesh.
The Pnei Yeshua, yes, in his day, the Pnei Yeshua had a very interesting idea. Where basically, his basic notion was like this. To relax after you eat is a good thing. So, how you relax, basically, you know, that's your own choice. Choose your own weapon. You know, one guy goes for a walk, One guy takes a little schnapps at the end of the meal. One guy smokes a cigar. You know, whatever you do. That was his notion. But that itself is the whole Pnei Yehoshua is a very controversial, besides in the contemporary aspect of it. But the whole Pnei Yehoshua's assumptions are controversial, because he seems to feel that health-related matters fit into the definition of Dovar Hashem L'chol Nefesh. And I discussed this once with Rabbi Yoshua Zatzal. So he told me that health-related matters don't fit the definition of Dovar Hashem L'chol Nefesh. You know, that which a chayla needs to do. Most people are not sick. So I came back to the next time I came to see him, and I challenged his psak based on a Chubas Ksav Sefer. Ksav Sefer was rooted in the Pnei Yehoshua. So he says to me like this. He says, no. He says, let's make a cheshbon. He says, you know, the Imre Bina talks about this problem. He says, and the Ramban holds that it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. The Urayim holds it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Tosfos, he says, there's more than one pshat in Tosfos. So even if we granted the Bnei Yehoshua his pshat, which is not necessarily the case, it's still only one Rishon against two. He says, so on the Derais is certainly not going to pass in that way. There was no question. So now this becomes a major issue in a non-Erev place. It's a very big problem. And that is, let's say somebody needs medicine on Yom Tov. And you go to the drugstore, they have a non-Jewish drugstore, you'll go and they'll give you the medicine and you'll pay for it after Yom Tov. Can you carry it home? So if you don't have an Erev, it's not considered Shavu L'chol Nefesh. So therefore you wouldn't be able to do it. They Akum you would be allowed to do it, because a non-Jew is allowed to do, even on Shabbos, any and all malachas for a chayla she'ein b'isakana. So you would be able to do it in that fashion. You could ask him to deliver it, but you couldn't actually take it home yourself. If you live in Kew Garden Hills, so lo aleinu, if you wind up in that situation, you can carry the medicine home yourself. Now this again is dependent, assuming that it's also awesome. If any of you want to solve a yontif, it's a non-issue.
Showering into the shovel home.
That's a whole different shmur, so we're not getting into that problem today.
It seems that if Rav Moshe said that most people do X.
So Rav Moshe did not feel it was. Rav Moshe felt it was also. But as I say, that's a whole shmur in its own right. That's not getting into that. Certainly not today. So we have other limitations on it. So is a financial purposes or to prevent financial loss, is that sufficient reason to carry on Yom Tov? So the Ramah believes that that's also considered a Tzarech Yom Tov, that I shouldn't have. But that's itself controversial. Not everyone agrees to that. Not everyone agrees that Hitzah is that Hepsed Moment is sufficient reason to be considered Tzarech Hayayim. Now this is not a simple question. We find, for example, I think it's in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph in Hucha Shabbos, that let's say you need to do something on Shabbos to prevent the Hepsed, but you're not going to use the item Shabbos. You just want to do something to prevent Hepsed to it. So is there an Isra of Hachonel? Mi Shabbos L'chol. So that's generally agreed to, that to prevent the Hefsed overrides Hachonel. It's considered, you know, some measure of Tzara Chayim in that.
What? Adam
Ba'al Amamona, you only find in a case where a person is facing massive loss. In other words, you know, where a person, that's where it's Adam Ba'al Amamona. So that cuts both ways. It depends. Sometimes they allowed a person to do malacha for that reason, and sometimes they didn't allow him to do malacha, like by a sreifa. That's all shmuz in its own right. So here we have the question, is it so mutter because of hefsid momen? So the Ramah feels it is, and other Rahmanim disagree with him. So that also is another limitation. Now it's interesting how this plays out. You brought your machzer shul on the first day of Yom Tov. Can you carry it home? Assuming there's no Erev. Right? You're not going to use it again, let's say, till tomorrow morning. You're not planning to use it for Mincha. So can you carry it home? Or is it still in Hachana for tomorrow?
You can carry it home because you need it for to read Kiddush from.
Well, there's two things. Let's assume, number one, that you're going to use it for Kiddush. And then we'll ask ourselves another question, if that really constitutes a tzairach, if you have six other sidurim at home. So what type of tzairach is that? Now, we even find in the Yisr HaChono, there is a view in the Bi'ur HaLocha, that, for example, which comes out, some hold that way. I don't think it's common practice. But if you had 12 plates and you use 6 last night and you need 6 for Shabbos morning, so there's a day on the Chofetz Chaim, and one point seems to endorse that day, that you can't wash the 6 plates that you have left from Friday night because Shalei L'Tzorach, you have six more plates. So there is somewhat of a raya there that the Chofetz Chaim held that way. I don't think it's common practice to be machmor in Shaila, but you do see now we're going from a derabbanon to a deraisa. Who says that that's a tzorach if I have 6 other sidurim? I have a sefer that I don't have another sefer at home of that type. Yeah, okay, and I want to learn it from it today. That's a tzorach. So, in the halacha, we find the following. We find a couple of instances. If I brought my machzor and I left it there from before Yom Tov, so then it says I'm not allowed to take it home. Why? Because it means I feel the place is secure and I could put it down there, and I put it down there of Yom Tov and I'll find it Yom Tov. So the same way you'll find it Yom Tov, you find it the second day Yom Tov, you find it Motzei Yom Tov. You know, if you daven in a shul, you know, like say you take the Shomer Shabbos in Borough Park, all in those in Flatbush, you know, where there's 5 trillion people traipsing through there, you know, you'd be hard pressed if you left the safer on the table to know where you're going to find it tonight. Not because someone will steal it, just to get put away someplace with all the people coming and going somewhere. I'll look at it and move it to the next table to put it on a shelf. Who knows what's going to happen to it? So if you only brought it on Yom Tov and you didn't want to bring it before Yom Tov and you're concerned that if you get lost there, then you're allowed to bring it home. Now, this goes further than the Ramo of being mutuk as a hefsid moment. Here there's another wrinkle to it, which is the following. We have a halacha which is almost universally found in every case, which is clearly articulated. In fact, in Shas, it's only articulated by Yisurei de Rabbanan. It's never clearly articulated by a din d'oraisa. And that is a principle of Iturus Sofa b'shut chilosa. Meaning to say, for example, their classic case was the following. People went to Tashlich on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Now, suppose you didn't need either, you went after Mincha, so you didn't need your machzor again today. Could you carry your machzor back? What?
I'm going to leave it next to the lake.
Well, exactly. Well, so what will happen? So we articulated the following halacha. If you're going to tell a guy that once you go there and you say Tashlich, you have to leave it next to the lake, what guy's going to take his machzor to the lake in the first place to say Tashlich?
Right.
So therefore, the license to bring it back is necessary to allow me to do the mitzvah in the first place.
What if it's not a mitzvah? What if it's some item that I...
We're talking about presently a mitzvah. So there's in other words, a heter of itur. We want you to do this thing, and you won't do it in the first place unless we allow you step two. So that's not because it hefts it, that's a part of the tzarech ha-mitzvah, that you won't do the mitzvah. Now, I happen to be that I use this license and a shaylan huchu Shabbos. Someone goes to a hospital to visit someone. The guy's in the 8th floor, the 10th floor, the 15th floor. So good. We have Baruch Hashem, as I tell people. We have Messiah from Gedolei Olam, that of the greatest poskim of the 20th century lived in this city. And so we have Messiah from Rav Moshe Zatzal, from Rav Henkin, Zecher Tzadik L'Brocha, that the Shabbos elevators of that time, and they're a lot better today than they were then, are mutter to use on Shabbos. Good. What Rab Henkin said, it's mutal lechatchila. Rab Moshe said, v'chayim it's kainim. Not lechatchila, he had reservations, but bottom line, ikar adin it's mutter. So I tell people, you go to a hospital, so you're not going to want to visit too often if you have to march up to the 15th floor. And besides, there's another problem, you might not even be able to get in on the 15th floor, because a lot of times for security reasons or safety reasons, things are alarmed. So if you open the door, the alarm goes off. Nobody's using the steps, so you'll stand in the steps. No one's going to walk down the steps till who knows when. So you'll just sit there, so you're not going to get any place. So you won't even get it. So I tell people they should go up in the elevator. Okay, now I'm leaving. Now it's not Bikur Chayilim, now I'm going home. So I tell, because of the lumbness of Itiro Sofa Mishum Chiloso, I tell people they can take the elevator down too. Because if you gotta tell the guys to march down from the 15th floor, he's not gonna go up to the 15th floor so fast either. And if he went once, he's not gonna go back a second time today. So this is by an Issa Darabonan, we have the principle of Itiru Sofa Mishum Chiloso. The big controversy about this is that Ramosha Zatzal made a huge revolution with this din. He based it on two sources, which are both discussed in Ahronim and attempted to push the idea aside. But Ramosha, for what he wanted, needed to use it for, he used it. And that is, we have the same Shiloh with a guy that goes on a Hatzolah call. Can he come back on Shabbos? Now we're assuming two things. The Shiloh is that he's not necessary. In other words, there's enough Hatzolah guys in the area that even if he doesn't come back, Hatzolah will continue to function unabated. Otherwise, then he has to come back as a Shiloh B'Koach Nefesh. We're not dealing with that. There are enough Hatzolah guys around, even if he stays, sits who knows where for Shabbos, Hatzolah will go on and take care of whatever it has to do. And it's not that he took away a vehicle, an ambulance, or something that we need. Either he didn't take an ambulance, or we have enough backup ambulances that we don't have a problem. So was he allowed to come back on Shabbos? So Moshe was extremely wise, and he had the ability to take on the responsibility for this Pesach. So Moshe was very, very keen on the fact that if there was not a heter to come back, it would inevitably impact Koach Nefesh. Because how many times is a Hatzolah guy going to run out Friday night and wind up in Manhattan and leave his family behind when he can't come back? Yeah, the last time I went, there wasn't even a Koach Nefesh thing altogether. So, inevitably, he said, the result is going to be that we're not going to deal with Koach Nefesh properly and people are going to die.
Aren't those issues of the
Raisa? What?
Isn't driving the
car? Yes. So Rav Moshe made a revolutionary chiddush based on two sources that even by a deraisa, it's shayach such a din of Ituro Sofa Mishum Chiloso, and Bamokim Bikuach Nefesh, a Sofet Bikuach Nefesh, he was willing to be signed on it. This was, I don't know if he had anyone come out of the world that agreed with him. And yet, Rav Shlomo Zalman, I have a chaver who was involved with Rav Shlomo Zalman, and he asked, wanted to come to him to ask him shailas, which were Bekesha, connected with Hatzolah matters. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said to him, if you came to talk to me about the ambulances going back on Shabbos, he says, I have nothing to talk about. Rav Moshe gave him psak in the America, and that's it. No, that's not a subject for discussion. You have other shailas, I'll answer you, but that shailas is not on the table. Because they understood Rav Moshe's stature, and they understood that Rav Moshe himself understood how big a chiddush it was, and if Rav Moshe undertook that chiddush, there was a reason for it. And you can't be in a different place in the world and try to understand the sociology of the people and the society that Rav Moshe was in. You know, this is not Yerushalayim that you can walk home from almost any place in, you know, an hour and a half or two. It's a huge city. It's not always safe to walk wherever you want to walk. It's huge distances where you may wind up. That's such a simple task. And Rav Moshe understood the mindset of the people, what would work and what wouldn't work.
But Tashlech is not Bikuach Nefesh, and it's a derisive.
Tashlech, you don't get involved with that problem, because Hitzah is Mut al-Tzarech Mitzvah, on Nandav Kuzamitoch. So what we're always saying is, that the coming back is part of the Tzarech Mitzvah. Since I won't be reluctant to go in the first place, so part of the Tzarech Mitzvah is to give me a heter to come back.
But didn't the Rosh say that it wasn't clearly articulated that the Tirut Sovereigns and Chilasso
no,
by the Rice?
But this is not a, that's, this is not a heter. The heter is telling me the following. The heter is telling me that I'm being, there's a heter of Haitzot if it's a Tzarech. So all we're saying is this Haitzot is considered part of the Tzarech of carrying in the first place. It's different. It's totally different than what Ramesha did. Because there's no, because the first Ramesha was talking about a case of moving mat to something because of Pikuach Nefesh, not because there's a heter for it. Pikuach Nefesh overrides the Issa. Here we're talking about that it did it to do this Malach and the Tzarech Mitzvah.
So Ramesha was not using it?
He was, but not the one which affects the cases of Eitzo. He was dealing, the usual uses in Shas we find are the Gabi Surah and the Rabbanon, they allowed it to or so for Mishum Chilosa. And Ramesha went a huge step beyond that. He was not rooted in Hilchos Yontif. Hilchos Yontif wouldn't have helped him.
That would be like a heter of something that's only us. If you're listening to the song, the thing at the end is part of the whole Tzarech Yontif.
Yes, correct.
Can we say that by Achana as well? Achana is the Rabbanon, so.
Yeah, it could be. There wouldn't be a reason not to, I don't think.
Okay. Taking a key to Shul tomorrow, is that a problem of Achana or is it related to this topic?
It's related to this topic. Could you take a key? Although the answer is that the reason you need that you take your key is because it's a shiloh pikuach nefesh. It's not a shiloh mumunus. You know, you have to lock the door, and you can't leave the key near your door. It's not a very wise idea. So I would think that there's a heter to take the key without this. Elamai, yes, that's the same. You have less shiloh. I agree. If you have an eruv. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, it looks like it's time. I don't even know, I'm not sure yet there'll be a share. I may be aware. I'm not 100% sure. I probably will not know until sometime Thursday.
Okay.
Dependent on something.